Remarks of the President at the annual dinner of the White House Correspondents and News Photographers Association. From the Sheraton Park Hotel dining room in Washington, D.C., April 27th, 1962.
Mr. President, Prime Minister, Mr. Vice President, Mr. Chief Justice, ladies and gentlemen, I have a few opening announcements. First, the sudden and arbitrary action of the officers of this organization in increasing the price of dinner tickets by two... by $2.50 over last year constitutes a wholly unjustifiable defiance of the public interest. If this increase is not rescinded, but is imitated by the gridiron, radio, TV, and other dinners, it will have a serious impact on the entire economy of this city. In this serious hour in our nation's history, when newsmen are awakened in the middle of the night to be given a front page story, when expense accounts are being scrutinized by the Congress, when correspondents are required to leave their families for long and lonely weekends at Palm Beach, the American people will find it hard to accept this ruthless decision made by a tiny handful of executives. Whose only interest is the pursuit of pleasure. I am hopeful that the Women's Press Club will not join this price rise and will thereby force a rescission. I want to congratulate the new officers of the White House Press Correspondents, the old one, Bill Knighton and Bob Roth, but I must say I am intrigued by the selection of the photographers. Last year when I came here, the president was Frank Cancellari. Then this year was Arthur Lodovicetti. Next year is Del Vecchio. I do not want to suggest anything, but I do understand that there was a meeting in upstate New York last night. And that next year's president is going to be one of the Muto boys. I'm sure I speak in behalf of all of us in expressing our thanks and very best wishes to Benny Goodman and his group, to Miss Gwen Burden and Bob Force, Miss Sally Ann Howes, Mr. Reed, who has some talent, but... And Mr. Peter Sellers. I have arranged for them to appear next week on the United States Steel Hour. And, actually, I didn't do it. Bobby did it, but we're going to... Like members of Congress, I have been, during the last few days over the Easter holiday, back in touch with my constituents and seeing how they felt. And frankly, I've come back to Washington from Palm Beach, and I'm against my entire program. Would you? I really feel that the only hope in 64 is to, on the Republican ticket, is to nominate Barry. But to be honest, I thought that before I went to Palm Beach. We are glad to have the Prime Minister tonight. Last night he was the guest of the publishers, and again he is tonight. We want him to know... how welcome he is. Lord Dunsany, a distinguished Irishman, said many years ago, to fight England is to fight fate. And I choose to believe in 1962 To be associated with England in a great cause is to be associated with fate. Prime Minister, we are proud to have you here again. And I think I speak on his behalf in saying that after having been in the hands of 1,400 members of the press for over 4 hours, we haven't got a single complaint. Thank you.